Hey, Margie.
Hey.
How are you, man? When you look back at this season, this is your second NHL season, is there anything that you learned about yourself or that you want to take into next season?
Yeah, for sure. Second season, not easy for me, and I think for every player on NHL, second season is tough. But it's not a bad season. It's not a great season. It's a normal. I can better in this season for sure. Was better, but yeah. Learn something about me, about small details on the ice. If I start to explain you, it's 1 hour we will hear. And just think with myself and try to work on the summer.
Do you feel like you need to shoot the puck more?
How many shots I have? I don't know. Around.
That's a good question.
Yeah, around 200, I think.
Yeah.
And I think so. Like if we have more ozone time, I will shoot more. It's more about team and how we play in ozone, how we protect puck on the corners. It's about myself, how I protect puck, and if I play with puck, I will shoot more. Yeah, I want to shoot more. I think every player want to shoot more on the net. And I will try to do it.
You went through a period of about 2 goals in 28 games, a slump like that. But you worked yourself out
really?
Of it.
Really? 28 games, 2 goals?
Somewhere like that. Yeah. How did you work yourself out of that, and how can that help you in the future?
When I say it's a good season, no. Bad season, 28 games, 2 goals. No, can you repeat, please, again? I try to. Yeah, 2 goals.
Getting out of the slump, how can that help you in the future when you come in a situation when you're not scoring?
It's more about trust, I think, more about ice time and same power play, small moments on the ice. It's really helped because when I doesn't score much, I doesn't play much, and it's all together, all stuff, small details, and I normal with the situation, and I had before the situation from the different teams, not in the NHL, but it's fine. Try to do something, try to work hard, and I think on the future I don't have the situation. We'll work on the summer.
Kirill, how would you say, how close is the team? Do you feel like that everybody is getting along in the locker room from your view? How close is the team? You know, coach always talks about, you know, when you guys go on trips together, you guys do things together as a team. Do you guys see that you guys are getting really close as a team?
Yeah, for sure. We're really close. We have all season together. And we're all good friends here, like one team. We're doing one work on the ice, but it's good for us for sure. But I think more about, we need to think about ice and it's game. Not every time about a good person. It's about winning games and make a playoffs. But yeah, I happy for our team because we have a really good persons here and. We just grow up together.
When you go through a season that maybe you don't like as much, like this one?
28-2, no.
No, but is it in the bigger picture for your career? Did this make you better?
Yeah, for sure. Every season, every game, every practice in the NHL making me better, and I start to understand more. It's just about experience. If I have a lot of experience, I will better like a player. And I happy played games, and it's my second season. I will ready for third and wait that.
We talk a lot about how this team every year seems like it's very young. There's a lot of young players. I would say that you're still in that group as young, even though you're going to your third one. You're a young guy. Do you like
24 this summer?
There you go. Do you like playing with a team that has a lot of young players on it? Like just Do you guys, is it more fun? I mean, do you guys have a lot of fun together?
I don't try to think about that. Yeah, we say we have a good group here. We have a good relationship with every guy, me personally, with every guy on our team. And doesn't matter young or old, we're a good team together. And it's interesting because we can grow up together with young guys. It's help us in the future. And yeah, fun. Sometimes fun, sometimes no, but usually fun.
Last year, I believe you had Chinnikov here for a lot, or some of it. He was hurt a little bit. But this year, you had Voronkov in. All three of you guys got to play together. How much did you enjoy that? Just when you look back at this season, how much fun did you guys have playing as a line together? And then, you know, just having so many Russian guys here.
Yeah, we enjoy together. We play good 12 games, but after that we don't start to enjoy it. We start to play bad and don't have a good chances. But yeah, when we played good and we have a good games, yeah, we enjoy it for sure. But if we don't have a result or we lose games, we don't like that. I think it's normal. And yeah, it's fun because we can communicate on the Russian. But yeah, for us, same for future, we need focus it on the winning games and playoffs. And doesn't matter what the teammates, because every guy in our team, it's a good lineup. I played, I think, the season with everybody. And good for me, good for those guys, and we try to grow up.
Basketball this summer?
No. No basketball?
No, this summer. Wear
shoes this time. I don't play basketball this summer. Only hockey guys. Work hard. No, it's not a joke, guys, really. It's only hockey.
Only hockey.
Yeah.
No basketball.
Maybe tennis a little bit.
Still got
tennis. Yeah, we play in hockey. Skate.
Protect the toes.
Thank you, guys.